worry me. Oh, it did. Just not enough to keep me off of it. I had waited a long time to be tall enough, 54 inches, to get on that roller coaster, so I was determined, despite being a little afraid, to take my finally 4.5-foot 12-year-old self on the oldest wooden roller coaster in the world. The truth is, I was more than a little afraid of going on the Cyclone. As much as I desperately wanted to ride it, it's famous after all, I very desperately did not want to ride it alone. My parents wouldn't go. Heights make my dad turn green, and Mom is not a roller coaster kind of person. Aunt Maureen, Aunt Mo for short, was out of the question. She gets dizzy on the merry-go-round, so that left my cousin Riley, and she is not a big fan of roller coasters either. But she was going on that thing with me because I was determined. The Cyclone was the reason I bugged my dad to bring us to Brooklyn during our yearly trip to Long Island to visit my cousin and aunt. I had even pre-written most of my summer essay on it, footnotes and all, with the lackluster title of The Reeves Family Summer Vacation. The assignment was almost done, too. I just needed the part where I actually rode the roller coaster. I was now absolutely, positively ready for the Cyclone. At least, I thought I was until I was standing in its shadow looking up at it. It looks much smaller on the internet.
It's all yours.
My dad slapped 2 Cyclone tickets into my hand with a shake of his head, and I slapped one of them right into Riley's. Riley barely acknowledged me, staring as the roller coaster cars climbed slowly up to the top of the first drop. Click, 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 click. Riley was already having some serious doubts and insisted that we watch it a few more times. Metal gates and high fencing surrounded its base, making it seem like a dangerous caged animal. Riley was sure gaping at it like I was. I wished the people riding it weren't screaming so loud. That wasn't helping either.
"Mom," Riley finally said, "you should go with Nora. You said you love roller coasters."
20 years ago?
Aunt Maureen clarified, taking a step backward away from the ride.
"Not now."
"We'll meet you back here in 30 minutes, said my mother. "For the record, I think you're both crazy."
At that, she and my dad and my aunt turned and headed toward Nathan's Famous, leaving us gazing up at the monster ride. It took up an entire block. It even had its own address, 1000 Surf Avenue, Brooklyn.
"Let's go get a hot dog, too,"
said Riley, apropos of nothing, pulling me in the direction our parents had just gone.
"I love hot dogs."
"You do not love hot dogs." I swung her back toward the roller coaster. "You tolerate hot dogs." It was true. She felt the same way about hot dogs as I do about scrambled eggs. I'll eat them as a last resort, but that's it.
"But these are Famous hot dogs," she practically sang.
It was a desperate and lame argument, and she knew it.
"Trust me on this, Riley," I said. "The time to eat a hot dog is not right before you get on a roller coaster."
The clicking stopped, and we looked up again. Riley pointed to the 4 flags whipping around in the wind at the top of the roller coaster, right above where the roller coaster cars somehow seemed suspended for a second.
"What does it say there?"
"I can't see from here,"
I flat out lied. "Last warning, remain seated." Riley gasped as a train of coaster cars was suddenly let loose and roared toward the ground. The screams picked up a notch, too.
"How high up is that?"
Riley asked.
"I'm not sure."
Second lie, 85 feet. The coaster shot around a tight curve at the bottom of the drop and headed up again.
"Oh my God, how fast is that thing going?"
"Pretty fast."
Vague lie. 60 miles per hour. Riley jabbed a finger at me.
"I am in charge of the seatbelt. We are going to pull it so tight that it cuts off our circulation. Do you hear me?"
"As tight as you want."
A lie of omission. No seatbelts. Just a lap bar.
"This is going to be the scariest 3 minutes of my life."
"It will be over in less than 2.
At last, a truth. 1 minute and 50.